It's the Darren Copeland Experience, weeknights 8 to 10.
I can hear your music playing.
I can hear your music.
And I can hear and I can see your body swaying.
I can feel your body swaying.
You know, you're one floor below me. You don't even know me, but I love you.
Yes. You sound creepy.
So what you want to do is you want to knock three times on the ceiling. If you want me, knock twice on the pipe. If the answer is no.
Okay.
Okay. So let me just let you know. So knock three times.
On the ceiling.
On the ceiling. If you want to meet me in the hallway. All right. Knock twice on the pipe if you're just not going to show.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. Just want to clear that up. I mean, you know, hey. I mean, I hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. I mean, you're one floor below me. I mean, it's like you don't even know me. But you know what?
Not at all.
I love you. I love you.
Yes. And you don't even
it's
know
kind it. Of funny how it's kind of funny how creepy some songs sound when you speak them.
Yeah. Like that one?
Like that one? Or like I always say this about Elvis Presley.
Yeah, the Elvis Presley song.
The Elvis Presley one is like, you know, Return to Sender. Like,
yes.
Like egad, man. Take a hint.
Professional stalker level right there.
Professional. I'm gonna finally it's like, well, I'm going to step right up and put it in her hand. And if I get that letter back, I'll understand. That's what takes you to understand?
Maybe you should have done that in the first place.
Yeah, before the restraining order.
Yeah.
I mean, my goodness. So just so you know, okay, I wanted to, I'm trying to get the total list of Latinos who are in the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. And it seems like, okay, so you got Luis Aparicio, you got Eloy Cannell, who's a journalist, you got Rod Carew, Orlando Cepeda, Roberto Clemente, Martin DeHigo, who's the first Cuban, Juan Marichal, Jose Mendez, Tony Perez, see, here's the thing, is that you definitely have, Pedro Martinez is definitely in there, okay? Definitely in there, going in this year is Pudge Rodriguez. So I'm amazed. There's probably three or four Dominicans. I'm actually shocked that there's only one Venezuelan, to tell you the truth. But who would be some other Venezuelans that could go in? I mean, you have Andres Galarraga, but I don't think he's going to go into the Hall of Fame. He's not a Hall of Famer. Miguel Cabrera will probably go into the Hall of Fame when he finally retires, but he's still playing, so that's going to be a long time. You have the guy that played shortstop forever for, I believe it was the Cleveland Indians, who played forever. But it's amazing to me that there's not that many more. So you got Omar Vizquel. I mean, Ozzie Guillen could possibly go in. But it's only amazing that there's one. Oh, this game's still going on? The All-Star game?
Yeah, there's a good chance it could go on for a while. It's 1-1, bottom or top of the eighth, going into the top of the eighth.
You know, since it doesn't mean anything, they can actually have tie games.
Oh, that's true.
Which would probably be the best, actually. You know, it should end in a tie. You know, it should end in a tie. You know, it's only an exhibition. It's only an exhibition. What are we talking about? My kid.
Just ends once you run out of pitchers?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No matter what the score?
No matter what the score.
So you get all the pitchers in there? All the players too? No, maybe? Yeah?
Well, that is another issue. They've made wholesale changes in like the fifth inning. So all those guys who are removed presumably would not be eligible to play.
Yeah.
I would think with Rob Manfred sitting there, he's the commissioner of baseball these days. Rob Manfred, and meanwhile he looks like SVP. He looks like Scott Van Pelt. He's got the bald head and the glasses.
Send it in to Espen.
Espen the magazine. That's why I look at Espen the magazine. Oh my God! But he could say, well, you know, you could bring someone back, I guess. But if you're a relief pitcher, you're not going to go out again. So the only thing I would probably do is if I was a pitcher or if I was a manager, I would save one of the guys who is a starter. So I don't know if they, for instance, I don't know if he's used Kershaw yet. You know, Scherzer only could work one inning because he's got to start Saturday. But I would leave someone like, yeah, you know, and see how far he could go. It's kind of weird that you have to. It's almost backwards in the MLB All-Star game. You really want to start your closer and then work your way back so that the starters can go longer if need be. And it's weird to think that way, but that's the way you actually should do it.
Makes sense.
As you know, as the game goes longer, you know, obviously you have the guy who starts the game and he's got to be a starter. You know, but then you bring in relief, like short relief, and then you as longer as you need it. Wow. Well, you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking we should be managing the damn
baseball game. They should let fans manage the All-Star game.
Oh, my God. No. I refuse. Unless you mean by like one fan.
Yeah, one fan.
Or like,
fan tweets.
Oh. Do you know? Okay, so there is some sort of football team. I can't recall if
it's arena football. Yeah,
is that arena football where the
people? Yeah, I think it's actually here in Colorado.
Oh my, where the people call the plays?
Yeah.
I would kill myself and everybody else.
I'll go crazy. Yeah, especially if I was the coach of that team.
Yeah, how are you going to try and win? So what is it? Is everyone tweets it in or texts it in or whatever?
Yeah, I think it's like tweets, texts, Facebook likes or something.
Wow.
But it's not like every play. Oh, Greg's going in right now. Oh, good old Holland.
He is so short. Like, I can't believe, like, when he walks in, I'm like.
Are you Greg Holland?
Oh, my God. Are you Greg Holland's kid? I mean, he's my size, and I am short.
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting. I mean, so you see some guys like. So Cargo's probably 6'1". He doesn't, you know, but he's big. Arenado's probably 6'4", but he's pretty skinny. So is DJ LeMahieu. But, like, when Giancarlo Stanton comes walking through,
yeah,
you can feel the ground move. Like, if you're holding a glass of water, you can see the ripples in the glass as he walks by.
Like T-Rex.
Oh, my God. I can't even imagine what Aaron Judge looks like. That guy is legitimately...
He's like 6'7", 280 or something like that.
Yes, and still growing because he's only 21.
Yep.
At the draft, he was 6'5". He was listed at 6'5". So he's 6'7 and a half, 280, and it's not like he's fat. He's skinny. He could probably put on another 20 pounds. Can you imagine when that guy puts on another 20 pounds of muscle? He's 6'7", 3 bills of rippling massiveness.
Oh, balls are going to be going like 600 feet.
Giancarlo Stanton is the most impressive man I've ever seen in a baseball locker room. I saw Adam Dunn one time walking by when he was on the field. I could not believe how big that man was. But Giancarlo Stanton is the biggest guy I've ever seen ever in close. I mean, I walked in and was like, oh my God. Where did you get that thing from?
I didn't know there was Giants.
Oh, existed. He's from Miami. Okay. I'll tell you about after the break. I'm going to tell you about me listening to the part of it. Yeah, the letter keeps coming back. All I can think of, the stocking is high with this one.
Very high.
I sent it specially. So I sent it so you would sign it. And Brian, that early, so that didn't even get... So, the postman, the one postman in the store or the, you know, whatever town it's in, just said, do you want this? And then just walked it back.
Rejected.
Oh, no, I've got a couple more tricks up my sleeve, said Elvis, musically.
I got this.
Yeah. Hold my beer.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.
Understand.